55 years ago this year, I was a class of 1964 out of Slinger High School. Back and during that time, we had the Vietnam War was escalating, the Cold War was escalating, and the draft was upon all the young boys and girls that are, well, not so much girls, but they had to enlist, but the boys especially had to sign up for the Selective Service. At the age of, just turned 19, and I was called into service and passed my physical, took my basic and AIT training at Fort Hood, Texas. Took about 16 weeks. In the middle of July, I was had orders to overseas, Dallas, Texas, to McGuire Air Force Base. And at McGuire, stayed at the Air Force Base for about 2 days until my flight for overseas duty was called. And I was on my way to Frankfurt, Germany. Upon arriving in Frankfurt, I was there about 2 days until the paperwork all caught up with me. And I was sent to Augsburg, Germany, which is in Bavaria. I was part of the 24th Infantry Division, and I was in the 19th Infantry Battalion, which was a NATO battalion. So when we were training and on maneuvers, we were training with all the NATO allies, the French, Italians, Germans. I was probably in Augsburg about 6 weeks. Our entire battalion, which was headquarters company and three line companies, were shipped out of, airlifted out of Augsburg to Thessalonica, Greece. Big maneuver with the NATO forces. And traveled across Greece into Turkey. Ended up in Istanbul, Turkey, right after Thanksgiving of 1966. So from February of 1966 to Thanksgiving of 1966, I'm probably halfway around the world. Served out my overseas duty, Augsburg, and my job was, I was a heavy truck driver. And by that means, the largest tandem axle truck the Army had at that time. And I hauled ammunition and rations. And the only time I ever hauled any troops was when we were traveling across Greece. It was quite an experience I'll never ever forget. Proud of doing it, and if I ever came back and I was maybe a little younger, I'd do it again. Builds a lot of character in people. After I got out of the Army, I discharged out of Fort Dix, New Jersey. You have a 6-year commitment, so 2 years after I was out, I was called back in and had to go to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin for 2 weeks of additional training. And then back home, and after the 6 years were up, I got my honorable discharge.
A little backstory, right? Yeah.
And now getting into...
Let's go to the Race Across America. And so we've got this fundraiser going on at school, and Danny's here going to ask you a little bit about probably his role in Race Across. You want to ask that question?
So other than the fundraisers, how do you impact yourself into the Legion Post with Runs Across America?
Well, as far as getting started in the REATH program, which was 2013, is when I got involved with my first load into Arlington. And I brought that back to to our Legion Post, my experiences. And the following year, the Post themselves bought 4 cases of REATHs. And those 4 cases had to be distributed on 8 cemeteries that we service, military funerals, and also Memorial Day. And so that's only, there's 9 REATHs in a box, so that doesn't go very far when you've got 300 graves. So we kept doing that for the last couple of years. And then it got to the point where a lot of people were calling us, how come their loved one didn't get a wreath? So we decided to look into this program that Race Across America had for groups to form. They came up with something that we liked, and that's how we got started. This is our first year of actually, our goal is to cover every one of those grave sites.
Awesome.
300. The value I get out of it, and I can only speak for myself, giving something back for the sacrifice that those servicemen and women made for our freedoms that we have today. We have Memorial Day, but Memorial Day is not, it's a day to, let's say, go to a cemetery and we do our 21-gun salute and have taps and so forth, and then go on to the next cemetery. But this one here with the wreath program, that wreath that you grab a hold of and you walk over to that gravesite and place that wreath, on the back of the wreath there is a little card, like a business card, and it says on there, "Today I place a wreath on the grave," and then you mention the serviceman's name, and then it's a great American hero. That's how individualized